There is a new way in town to have a conversation. The Pot Podcast.
I want to listen to Leah, and Leah will make me laugh.
Aww.
Leah, are you getting something?
Come on, what do you mean? What are you teaching me?
Let me do a session.
No.
You know, it's a basic need, by the way. Nika chakula, haya, ukweli. By the way, Leah, na blush.
No, I'm not blushing.
Come to a point that you are not the boyfriend, but the dad.
You have so much wisdom in you.
Experience.
And experience is the best teacher.
Is the best teacher.
Sijaomoka. Kama Leah. Leah ameomoka.
No, no, Lisa. Wacha.
Let these young fellas.
Let's change the topic.
Let this boy child waomoke tukwena wewe kwa hiyo ligi bana.
You're spoiling my market.
I'm not spoiling.
You're spoiling my market.
The Pot Podcast. Listen, learn, and get entertained. End on our today's show. But after 15 days, she pretended that she was cleaning the house and found it. And then all of a sudden, the man now could breathe and could join dinners, come home early. The terror was over for some time, And since you're now officially an ex, if you try calling, you are already blocked. Or they've even got a new line. Someone is asking me, what if you had been gifted a car or a house? If the car and the house is in your name, hey, own it with your full chest. Keep them. In other words, this lady is saying, show me how petty you are. I also show you the extent of my pettiness. Petty for petty. Bang. Hello, hello, my peeps, my people. How you doing? Yes, I'm back with another episode. So how have you been? What's popping? Give me some gist. You know I love to gist. But anyways, hope you're fantastic and pushing through. You know how we do it right here at The Pot Podcast with me, Leah Navalayo. And today I have a fully packed show just for you. We're going to be talking about the petty things that we've done after a breakup. Come on, guys, what have you done? After that breakup, what did you do to make your ex feel it? That's what you're talking about. We all know that relationships are so hard to keep and maintain, especially when you love someone so much. The mumu love I keep talking about. Because there are days that you won't like them. Let's keep it real. Even the strongest of partnerships have those day-to-day annoyances that keep piling up. And you know, when they pile up, one of the partners is going to explode. And that explosion is never fun. It comes out as though that person was waiting for that opportune time to ensure that they give you a piece of their mind. And guess what? These annoying habits lead to what? Definitely a breakup. I know you may be wondering, which are these annoying habits? Well, I'll tell you. Drunkenness, infidelity, telling lies, shouting at each other, and this one, brutality. Your friends meeting you having a black eye. And then lying that you fell down, but you were beaten up. And sometimes, you just don't want to be with the person. You people are not vibing with each other. So you find that you want to opt out of the relationship. And then, if you opt out of that relationship, your partner will be holding that grudge. Them feeling like you took their love for granted. So, they'll of course start being petty. So straight away, let's talk about these petty things that we've done after a breakup. The first petty thing to do is clearing the whole house. I mean everything, including light bulbs, taking forks and spoons. Being that petty. And then when they come back to the house, they find it's empty. Nothing is in it. You see the way people exchange house keys when things are rosy, in that each partner has their own key. Then things happen, you break up. Maybe one partner goes to work, or the one that wants to revenge waits until the other partner is at work or outside doing something, not around where they stay. Then they bring a truck, load everything and empty that house. Like, that house will look as though it is taking in new tenants. So when the other partner comes in the evening, or the time that they'll be back, they find an empty house gazing at them. How many of you have done this? And to make matters worse, the caretaker of the apartments can come and be like, I thought you guys had moved out. Is there something that you had left behind? Your look will be like, what? And since you're now officially an ex, if you try calling, you are already blocked. Or they've even got a new line. Another petty thing is exposing one's nudes on social media, surely just because you've broken up. And this mostly affects the ladies. That's why I keep saying, no matter how in love you are, don't switch on your mumu button. Have sense. Don't take nude pictures for anyone, because when things go haywire, you'll pay for it. How, you may ask? The pictures could end up on Telegram sites, and then they'll find their way on Twitter, where you'll end up trending for the wrong reasons. Your mental health is very important, so don't put yourself in such situations. I'll say it again, don't take nude photos or a video of yourself for anyone, because when you break up with this petty person, they'll use it to blackmail you. Period. Another petty thing that people do after a breakup is hiding things that you know your ex liked and carrying them with you. It may be clothes they like wearing, jewelry, designer shoes, watches. Eish! And this reminds me, there's this friend of mine, it's a young couple. Her husband had this annoying habit of taking off his wedding ring and then he'll just misplace it somewhere. Then one day, my friend was like, this habit of his has to come to an end. So when he left his ring in the house, she hid it for around 15 days. So every time her husband would come home, he would go straight to bed so that he is not asked, where is the ring? It can be torturous for the man, eh? You don't want to be asked, where is our wedding ring? When asked if he's going to take dinner, he's like, no, he's already full. He's so scared of being asked, where is your ring? Where did you leave it? Or whom did you give it to? You know, stresses of young couples. Remember, all this while, my friend is pretending that she hasn't noticed anything yet. But after 15 days, she pretended that she was cleaning the house and found it. And then all of a sudden, the man now could breathe and could join dinners, come home early. The terror was over for some time, eh? Have you been listening to the Pod Podcast? Right here, we always have a good laughter. Wait, you now have a girlfriend?
I have a fiancé, actually. Don't talk about girlfriends. I have many girlfriends, but a fiancé I have.
You have many girlfriends?
Yes.
Some inspiration. We want you motivated by real story experiences.
When I'm out with my friends or when I'm out with my family, I will be so happy. We start laughing and then the next minute I will cry. I will start throwing things down. I will start acting like a mad woman.
And more drama.
The moment you start doing that, it's now the moment that I will go out. And it's now after 2 years I will apologize to my fans and anyone else. And after that 2 years I will already have impregnated like almost 3 to 4 people.
It only happens here at the Pod Podcast. Listen, learn, and get entertained. All right, moving on. Something else which is very petty is returning everything your partner has ever bought for you, including lingerie. This is so me. When one becomes an ex, it's for a reason. So I don't have to keep your memories with me. I'll return everything. Oh, I know it's petty because sometimes people get back together, but if you're sure you're not getting back together again, why keep those memories? I'm just telling it as it is. If you want to move on, you don't have to keep those memories because they will hold you back. And it's time to press on. Someone is asking me, what if you had been gifted a car or a house? If the car and the house is in your name, hey, own it with your full chest. Keep them. But what if it is the other way around? He wants you to return what he bought for you. He's now the one being petty and acting like the jilted lover. Anyway, analyze the situation critically to determine whether you're going to return the possessions or not. And sometimes, I know of someone who, when she broke up with her ex, he knew her work email. So he subscribed the email to X-rated sites. And then, you know, in the workforce, emails can be traced. So she was fired because the company thought that she was engaging in pornography at work, which was not the case. That's why I keep insisting, love with some sense. Don't give anybody your password to any email or any personal information, no matter how much you love them. Keep some things to yourself so that you don't end up suffering because of a petty person turned to a malicious person. Because this act was not just petty, but full of ill intent, because the lady lost her income. Something else very petty is for a dude to send his ex-girlfriend a photo of him making out with her best friend so as to get into her nerves. And then the ex-girlfriend, or the one who has been sent that photo, will retaliate by sending a video of her kissing the dude's best friend also. They become even. In other words, this lady is saying, show me how petty you are, I also show you the extent of my pettiness. Petty for petty. Bang! Though I don't advocate for it, The last petty issue to discuss is becoming a catfish after breaking up with your partner to get even. The thing is, people are now creating fake social media accounts on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, among others. Thereafter, setting up a date with an ex. Mind you, this ex of yours does not know if it's you, because you're using a different account name. The main aim of this is to set up this date and fail to turn up. It's petty, yes, but can be very satisfying, especially if this ex of yours kept you waiting so many times on dates. Or maybe they never kept their promises which they made to you, and you felt the need to give them a little prank. It's not that I've tried it, let me say, like one of my guests, Kelvin Kitonga. It's not me, it's the topic at hand. Anyway, we've come to the end of our show. Time flies so fast. Aww. Hope you've enjoyed today's episode and you've laughed as much as I did. And if you have any suggestions or questions, DM The Pot Podcast on Twitter, on Instagram at The Pot Podcast, on Facebook at The Pot Podcast, or leave a voice message after listening to this podcast. Give this podcast a thumbs up, like it, follow us on Spotify at The Pot Podcast, on YouTube, subscribe at The Pot Podcast with Navalayo. Engage with me also at Lea Navalayo on all social media handles. Lastly, if you'd like to sponsor our show or partner with our show, email us on thepotradio1@gmail.com. One in numeric. I'll leave the email in the description box. Until next time, thank you for listening. See you on the next episode. I've been your host, Lea Navalayo. Bye.